请大家先翻开圣经雅歌啊，
所
罗门的诗歌雅歌。
To the Song of Solomon, Songs of Song.
雅歌的第二章。
Chapter two.
第一节。
Chapter two, verse one.
雅歌第二章第一节。
Songs of Solomon, chapter two, verse one.
我是沙伦的玫瑰花，是谷中的百合花。第二节。
In verse two.
我的佳偶在女子中了，好像百合花在荆棘内。
Chapter 2, verse 1. I'm the rose of Sharon and the lily of the valleys, too. Like the lily among thorns, so is my love among the daughters.
雅歌啊，是很奇特的一本书。
And Song of Solomon is a very special book.
啊，当然里面呢，一个字啊，提到神都没有。
And throughout the book, there's no mention of the word God.
那里头呢，我们所看到的都是在描写男女之间的爱情。
And throughout the book, we can see the description of the love between a man and a woman.
那世界上的爱情书啊，大概也没有一本书啊，也没有一封书信。比雅歌里面所描写的男女之间的爱情啊，描写的更透彻、更亲密。
And throughout all the books, written in the world about the love between a man and a woman, there is no other book like that of the Son of Solomon that is can describe the love between man and woman in such an intimate way.
那当时在决定是不是要把雅歌这本书啊，把它编入圣经的正典的时候，引起了很多的争议，很多的讨论。
And at the time, there are much dispute and also discussion of whether to put Song of Solomon as part of the canon.
那因为当时在开会做决定的这些人呢，都是文士、拉比，还是跟神呢很接近的一些人士。
And at a time, those who attended the meeting are scribes and rabbi, and these people are close to God.
那这些人看以后啊，他们决定要把雅歌啊放入圣经当中。
And then after much discussion, they decided to put Song of Solomon as part of canon.
而且每逢逾越节呢，他们一定要读雅歌。
And every time when it's Passover, they have to read this book.
那既然雅歌被编入圣经当中，那一定有它所代表的意义。
Then since Song of Solomon is part of the Bible, it also has its essence and meaning.
那当时在开会的人啊，那些人一定要先读雅歌。
So those people who attended the meeting, they must first read the book.
啊，不但读雅歌，而且啊，要把它读得非常的熟悉，要读很多次。
They not only have to read the Song of Solomon, they also have to be very well versed of all the verses in the book.
所以他们在读的当中，一定从神那边听到某些声音。神要告诉他们的信息。
So when they are reading this book, they must have received inspiration and message from God.
所以更使他们确信，雅歌就是神要启示的一本书。
And that's why they believed that Song of Solomon is also through the inspiration of God.
所以我们觉得很荣幸有机会来读这雅歌。
So that's why today we are very fortunate that we are able to read this book.
那雅歌的第二章。
Let's go to Song of Solomon, chapter 2.
第二节。
Chapter 2, verse 2.
说我的佳偶在女子中了，好像百合花在荆棘内。
Like a lily among thorns, so is my love among the daughters.
啊，当然，百合花跟荆棘两个是不一样的性质。
Can see that lily is very different from thorns.
那荆棘是人见人讨厌人每个人都不喜欢的一种矮虫、树虫。
And thorn is something that is like a weed that people dislike.
那百合花是人见人爱的花朵。
And lily is something that's very well loved by people.
当然，在描写佳偶的时候，在描写这个女子的爱情的时候。
And here, when it is describing the love for the beloved.
就在描写这个女人、这个女子的时候，就把它说。 像百合花在荆棘内。
And when he is describing his love for the daughters, he is using lily among thorns as a description.
那这两种花，一种是花，一种是会刺人的这种树丛。
Can see that here he used these two plants. One is a flower, lily, another is a thorn.
也就是不一样的性质啊。
So they have different characteristics.
但是不一样性质，把它放在一起的话，就是做一个很强烈的对比。
And they have different characteristics, and when you put them side by side, can see a great contrast.
那我们主要是把百合花当成是好人啊，那荆棘当成是坏人，因为这两种是不一样的性质的，好坏啊，好人在坏人当中。
So if you liken a lily as a good person and thorns as a wicked person, we can see that a righteous person or a good person is among the evil.
所以我们现在有个初步概念啊，这总体的我们所了解的就是好人，好像好人在坏人当中呢。
So this is can be our initial understanding that a good person is among the evil.
好，那现在来查考百合花在圣经里面的意义到底是什么
？And now we can study the meaning of lily in the Bible.
因为既然是圣经里头的一部分呢、啊。
And because since this is part of the Bible,
所以它就有很特别。神学的意义。
So there must be a very special theological meaning.
说百合花第一个在圣经里头的意义、啊、就是告诉我们它是高不可攀、啊、让人很羡慕高贵的一种花。
And then in the Bible, when it talked about lily, it's representing something noble, something that's very elegant and beyond reach.
说好像某一个小姐她有特别的气质。
And just like a lady with an outstanding character.
让人非常的羡慕。
Something that people are envy of.
但是呢，又大家羡慕，想要去接近她，但是又觉得自己很不配。
Then her characteristics attract many, but other people feel that they are not worthy to come close to her.
好，我们请看《列王记上》。
Let's turn to First Kings.
列王记上，为什么说我们说她是高不可攀呢
？So why we describe Lily as something that's noble and beyond reach?
列王记上第七章
First Kings chapter 7
十九节
chapter 7 verse 19
我们先看十五节
Let's first go to verse 15
十五节列王记上第七章十五节
First Kings chapter 7 verse 15
他制造两根铜柱、啊、每根的柱、啊、是高十八轴
He cast two pillars of bronze each one 18 cubits high
那十八轴啊，就是等于是二十七尺高啊。
And 18 cubits high is it's like 27 meter.
哦，那每一个人假如是有六一个人有六尺高的话，那就四个人的高度还多一点点。
So it's like four people's height and a little bit more.
这是很高啊，我们一般人这连一半都没有。你看二十七尺高啊。
So it's very high. It's a 27 meter.
那这个跟百合花有什么关系呢
？So why does this has anything to do with the lily？
再来看十九节。
Let's go to verse 19。
那廊子的柱顶近四轴啊，柱顶十八轴以上再有个顶哈。
So you can see that the pillar is already this high, and above that verse 19, the capitals which were on top of the pillar in the hall。
所以廊子的柱顶啊，这个四轴近四轴啊。
那 were four cubits high。
它刻着百合花。
And were four cubits and in the shape of lilies.
哦，那个柱顶啊，不是没有什么装饰，是刻着百合花的。
So you can see that top of the pillars in the hall were in the shape of lilies.
百合花不是刻在我们眼睛所能够看得到的这个视野。
And the lilies they were carved high above.
也不是刻在这个人的手所能够摸触得到的这个范围之内。
They are not carved somewhere where man's hands can reach.
啊，它是在27尺高的地方
because it's the shape of lilies are carved above 27 meters
所以那朵花呢就是在那里、啊、让大家很羡慕仰望哇那么漂亮
so these flowers are very beautiful and then it's above man and you have to lift up your head to look at its beauty
再请看22节
let's go to verse 22
那在柱顶上刻着百合花这样造柱子的工就完毕了
The tops of pillars were in the shape of lilies, so the work of the pillars was finished.
所以这两根柱子呢，一定要在柱顶上刻着百合花，这个工程才 告一个段落。
So here mentioned that the tops of the pillar were in the shape of lily, so that the pillars was finished.
如果没有百合花的话，这两根柱子啊就还没完成啊。
So if there were no lilies, then the work is still not finished.
那不管它多么的坚固，还不算是完成。
It doesn't matter how strong the pillars are, it's still unfinished.
所以百合花是令人羡慕的，而且它是很高的。
So here you can see that lily is something that envy many and is also somewhere high.
那我们为什么说它是让人羡慕的一些花？
Now why do you say that lily is something that people are envy of?
好，请看诗篇。
Let's turn to the book of Psalm.
诗篇四十五篇的第一节。
Psalm 45 verse 1.
诗篇四十五篇。
Book of Psalm, chapter 45.
我们第一节啊。
Chapter 45.
诗篇四十五篇。
Five, verse one.
这一篇的题目的题旨啊，给我们一个交代啊，这首诗歌是什么样的一首诗
？And here and on top mention what kind of hymn are these?
啊，他说是可拉后裔的训诲诗。
Here says a contemplation of the songs of Korah.
又是爱慕歌。
It's also a song of love.
啊，你看是爱慕歌啊。
So here we say, can see that.
那交为灵长调用百合花。
To the chief musician, set to the lilies.
所以百合花它是令人啊羡慕的。
So lily is something that other people they love.
那它被刻在那个二十七尺高的。柱子上
and it's carved on top of the 27 meter high pillars.
啊，所以令人羡慕，而且呢，它好像是高不可及啊，是非常高的一种品格。
It's envious by many, and then it's noble, and it's a noble characters other people were attracted to.
所以就好像耶稣基督一样
，and just like our Lord Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督他有一种很特别的气质。
Lord Jesus Christ exudes a very special character.
所以很多人都很羡慕他啊，大家去跟随他。
So that's why attracts many, and many people follow him.
啊，他是我们的榜样。
And he is our role model.
啊，但是我们要跟耶稣基督一样，完全一样啊，简直是很难的，不大可能啊。
And it's nearly impossible for us to be exactly like Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，但他的确是我们能够效法的一个榜样。
But he's indeed someone that we can follow after.
因为他在那里，我们眼睛都可以看得到。
Because he's over right over there, and then we can see him with our eyes.
所以有的人啊，以前有的人就怀疑说，耶稣基督啊，他的品格非常高尚。他的品格很高尚。
So that's why some people said that Lord Jesus Christ has a very noble character.
所以他就被神啊，好像把他收养成为神的儿子。
So that's why God adopted him as his son.
所以以前的那些神学家有的人说，那他是人啊，他是百分之百的人，他不是神，只是他的品格非常的高尚。
So that's why some theologists from the past proclaimed that Lord Jesus Christ is merely a man. It's just that he's a man with very noble character.
当然，主耶稣基督他是百分之百的道，从道成神，变成人的样子，降到世间，让我们有个榜样啊，看得到，能够来学习。
But we know that Lord Jesus Christ is 100% God. His word became flesh, come to this world in the form of man.So that we can emulate him.
那么第二个啊
，the second point.
百合花就是看起来是很年轻啊，充满着朝气。
And lily is something that looks very youthful and then full of life.
而且是很乐观的。
It's also
不是很悲观，是很乐观的。
Optimistic, not pessimistic.
能够很进取啊。
那么 something that's very proactive.
因为它很喜乐。
And because Lily reminds people of joy.
他看什么都是往好处来着想。
So that it's very optimistic. It always think of the good things.
所以他说，他当笑口常开呀。
So it's just as if a person's always smiling.
因为他内心啊没有什么忧愁的事情。
Because in that person's heart, there's nothing sorrow.
没有什么苦恼。
There's nothing that's sorrowful, and there's nothing that troubled the person.
我们请看雅各啊。
Let's turn back to the Song of Solomon.
雅各第五章。
Song of Solomon chapter 5.
雅各第五章是三节。
Song of Solomon chapter 5 verse 13.
雅各五章是三节。
Chapter 5 verse 13.
他的两腮啊，如香花桂啊，如香草苔。他的嘴唇啊，像百合花，而且呢，滴下莫药汁。
And his cheek are like a bed of spice, banks of scented herbs. His lips are lilies, dripping liquid myrrh.
所以 白花它是那个花瓣是往外开的。
Can see that the lily's petal is opening out, outward.
所以雅各作者这个写诗的人哈，就用百合来形容他的嘴呢，就笑得好像很甜哈，人家百合花是看起来是很甜蜜的。
So over here, the psalmist is describing the lily as cheeks are like a bed of spice, banks of scented herbs.
整个口都全开的啊。
His lips are like lilies and is opening wide.
所以我们形容说这个人笑得嘴巴都合不拢啊。
So then we can use this to describe as a person who is so joyful that is always smiling.
因为他内心是充满了喜乐，充满了朝气。
And because heart is filled with life and also joy.
所以我们形容这个人生命力非常的强啊。
So then we can see that this person has a strong vitality.
好像你看百合花，
and just like lily, very beautiful.
让我们能够来羡慕啊。
And something that people are envious of.
那第三个。
And the third point.
那百合花它这个口啊是向外哈。
Can see that the petal of the lily is opening outward.
它本来是直直的这样开嘛，它的花瓣是这样子，那后来呢又很努力的向外再开嘛，尽量开了已经不能够再开了的。
The petal of the lily originally is going up vertically and then slowly extending outward.
我说，你看这百合花就是很尽力开呀，这开一直开啊，把它自己的开放，它心胸开朗哈，一直开开到没办法，已经到极点了。
And it's just like a person who is opening up his heart and is trying to open it up very wide until to its full potential.
啊，所以他就好像是能够容纳很多人呢。
And just as if a person can include many people.
好，我们看列王记上啊。
Let's turn to First King.
第七章。
First King, chapter 7.
列王记上第七章二十三节。
First Kings chapter 7, verse 23.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
这边是在诉说这个铜海的故事。
And here's talking about the sea and the oxen.
那这个铜海哈，它是很大的啊，很宽的。那二十六节
，and then this is a very big and wide. And in verse 26,
它的海后一掌啊，边如北边，又如百合花，可容纳两千巴特。
And here it described that the brim was shaped like the brim of a cup, like a lily blossom. It contained 2,000 baths.
那当这个巴特是指的古代的一种衡量这个液体。
And then the bath, it's an ancient unit to measure liquid.
好像我们像几个加仑啊，几公升啊。
Like now we use gallon and liter.
所以一个巴特呢是等于啊，有的资料是写说六加仑，有的资料是写说九加仑。
So one bath is equates to 6 to 9 gallons.
好，那我们取它最小的单位哈，就是说一巴特啊，等于是现在六加仑。
So let's say that if one bath is equating to 6 gallon.
那六加仑呢？这个一个巴特两千巴特，那乘以六哈，所以是12,000加仑。
So then, if one bath equates to 6 gallons, then now over here says 2,000 baths, so it's equating to 12,000 gallons.
所以这个铜海的容量是让我们很难以想象的。
So then you can see that the sea and the oxen is so big that it's beyond our comprehension.
那他说要如百合花，这个它的形状就像百合花一样。
And here says that the brim was shaped like the brim of a cup, like a lily blossom.
那百合花，我们刚讲过，它是尽量一直往外撑，一直往外开呀。
And earlier I mentioned that the lily blossom is opening outwardly.
所以我们看我们的主是基督啊。
And just like our Lord Jesus Christ.
他能够容纳得下全世界的人。
And Lord Jesus Christ, he was able to include all the human beings in the world.
啊，这是不可爱的。
Even those that are not adorable.
这个人见人人怕的那种麻风病人啊，他也可以接纳他。
Even those feared by many, like the lepers.
啊，罪人大家都认为他是很可恶的。
Or the wicked men that people distaste.
啊，人人做主的这种人啊，主耶稣也可以接纳他。
And also those who are cursed by many, Lord Jesus Christ also include them.
所以全世界的人啊，他都可以接纳。
So Lord Jesus Christ, he was able to accept all the people in the world.
那全世界有几个人呢？
And then how many people are in the world?
当然是不只是一万两千个人呢。
Of course, it's more than 12,000 people.
非常多的人。
And there are many people in the world.
主耶稣啊，能够接纳大家。
But Lord Jesus Christ, He was able to include many.
啊，所以保罗他还是鼓励大家让把心胸啊打开。
So Paul, He also encouraged us to open up our heart.
我们看哥林多后书。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书第七章第二节。
2 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 2.
哥林多后书七章的第二节。
Second Corinthians chapter 7 verse 2.
你们要心地宽大，说那我们。
We open your hearts to us. We have wronged no one.
说心地要宽。
So we have to open our hearts.
要尽量宽大，好像是百花一样，尽量开，尽量撑开。
We have opened our hearts just like a lily blossom.
啊，开到大能够容纳那么多的水呀。
And up, open up to a extent where we can contain many liquid.
所以我们在决定说是不是要接纳这个人的时候，不是按照我们的感情，不是按照我们的这种情感，我们的 emotion 来决定。
So when we are thinking whether we should accept this person, we should not determine it by our emotion.
啊，不是我们决定，哎，我喜欢他，我说接纳他；我不喜欢他，我说不理他。
We shouldn't determine whether we want to accept a person by whether we like that person or not.
啊、所以在学生灵会的时候，我就经常鼓励这些年轻人、哦、要接纳那个刚来移民的、啊、刚移民到美国来的这些年轻人。
So during student spiritual convocation, I encourage the student to accept the newly immigrants.
也就有时候这个年轻人呢、啊，当然来的比较久了，他们就有一个族群、啊啊、大家很好，经常在一起聊天、啊、说话，甚至有些时候、啊、出去外面吃一点东西。
And because some youth, after they're growing up from the state, and they would form a small social group, and that they would just hang out with certain group of people, or they would just go out with them.
因为他们来美国比较久了，美国的语言、哎、他们也了解，他们也讲得很流利、啊、美国的文化他们也知道。
And because they are already in the United States for such a long time, and they are familiar with this culture and also language.
可是那些刚移民到美国来的那些年轻人、啊、他们都很可怜的、啊，很难进入他们这个圈子里头啊。
But for the newly immigrants, those youth who just moved here, it's hard for them to be included in the social circle.
所以就鼓励他们要接纳那些人。
So I encourage them to also accept the newcomers.
像主耶稣基督啊，在我们当罪人的时候，不可爱的时候啊，他就接纳我们。
And just like Lord Jesus Christ, He accepted us when we are still not adorable, when we are still sinners.
所以我们一定要效法这种白花的品质、品格。
So we need to emulate the characteristic of lily in this aspect.
把心胸打开。
We have to open our hearts.
所以。第七章第二节，保罗也是鼓励说：“你们要心地宽大，来说那我们。”
And then, so in chapter 7 verse 2, Paul likewise encouraged them that you have to open your hearts to us. We have wronged no one.
因为我们只要是看这个哥林多后书、啊、我们就理解说当时的信徒啊，有人是很不喜欢保罗的。
And because if we continue to read the book of 2 Corinthians, we can see that there are members who really they dislike Paul.
因为他们觉得保罗好像说话没有什么水平的。
Because they feel like Paul is not eloquent.
那他们对保罗也有一些误会。
And then they also had some misunderstanding toward Paul.
所以因此好像是把这个门叫做关起来，不理他，不接待他。
So that's why they closed the door of their house, and then they refused to accept him.
所以他劝这些人呢、啊，说要心地宽大啊，要接纳他们呢、啊。
So he is encouraged them, open your hearts to us, and received us.
好，那我们再看呢、啊，这个百合花、啊。它这个瓣花瓣是圆的哈，是非常圆。
And then also let's look at the petal of a lily. It's round.
啊，它不是这个齿状的，这个齿啊，这样子齿状的。
It's round. It's not serrated.
就好像那个锯子这样子齿状的。
It's not like a six saw where there are sharp edges.
它是很圆滑，这样子半圆啊，然后再一个半圆啊，这样子很圆滑的。
And so the petal, the shape of the petal is round, is rounded.
所以它是没有什么缺陷的。
And it's without any lacking.
所以做人的话，就是要有这种无愧的良心，对神跟对人都有无愧的良心。
So as a man, we need to have a clear conscience towards both God and man.
很圆滑。
We need to be very well rounded.
但是这种圆滑呢，并不是投机取巧。
But when we say well-rounded, it doesn't mean that we want to take shortcuts.
不只是阿谀奉承, 就是要谄面别人家,只是让别人高兴,
or we're just trying to flatter other people or ingratiate other people on the surface.
像保罗他说,我对神对人都有一个无愧的良心。
And just like Paul, he said, towards God and men, I have a clear conscience.
好,我们请看雅各第七章的第二节。
Let's go back to Song of Solomon, chapter 7, verse 2.
雅各第七章第二节。
Song of Solomon, chapter 7, verse 2.
第七章第二节。
Chapter 7, verse 2.
您的肚脐啊，如同圆杯啊，不缺调和的酒；您的腰如一堆麦子，周围又如百合花。
Your navel is a rounded goblet. It lacks no blended beverage. Your waist is a heap of wheat. Set about with lilies.
肚脐啊，就跟百合花放在一起。
And then here, a navel is placed next to lilies.
那肚脐是一个人的中心呢。
A navel is the center of a man.
所以这个是表示一个人的态度，一个人的想法。
It's talking about a man's attitude and also the man's mind.
所以一个人态度做事情呢，不能够投机取巧。
So a man's attitude shouldn't be once always like shortcuts.
不能够做表面功夫的。
And shouldn't just do things on the surface.
因为做表面功夫的话，可能可以骗得一时，这个好像是，表面是做得很漂亮啊。
If you only work do things on the surface, maybe you can deceive others in the beginning.
但是这种态度的话，是对神就有亏，是不诚实啊。
But then it's a dishonest attitude toward God.
所以做事圆滑，并不说啊，就是要好像表面功夫，还是说阿谀奉承啊。
So when we say that we need to do things more
flatter others. Yeah.
It doesn't mean that we need to flatter other or ingratiate other when we said we need to be a well-rounded person.
所以是对神对人都要尽力做，自己良心无愧。
We need to have a clear conscience towards both men and God.
那在新约圣经呢，有些时候会提到野地的百合花。
And also in New Testament, also talk about the lily in the field.
这个野地的百合花就代表神的照顾是无微不至的。
And because when we think about the lily of the field, can see that God's protection.
我们请看马太福音。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew.
第六章第八节。
Chapter 6, verse 8.
马太福音六章八节。
The book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 8.
第六章第八节。
Chapter 6, verse 8.
马太福音第六章的28节。
Let's go to chapter 6, verse 28.
28节。
Verse 28.
何必为衣裳忧虑呢？你想野地里的百合花怎样长起来，它也不劳苦，也不纺线。29节。
29.
然而我告诉你们，就是所罗门及其荣华的时候，他所穿戴的，还不如这一朵花呢。 那这里说，提到野地的百合花。
So here mentioned the lilies of the field.
但是告诉我们不用烦恼，不用忧虑呀。
And it's telling us we should not worry.
主耶稣说提到野地的百合花。
And so here Lord Jesus Christ mentioned the lilies of the field.
意思说野地的百合花也没有人来给它装饰啊。
And which is telling us that there's no one that's decorating the flower.
那 所罗门就是那么的荣华富贵。
And even though Solomon, he has great riches.
他所穿戴的还不如这朵花朵了。
And yet that even Solomon, in all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these.
因为野地的白花是很自然的，是神来供应他的。
Because the lily of the field is in nature, and then God was the one who sustained them.
野地也没有人来给他装饰啊。
And then in the field, there's no one that's decorating the flower.
也没有人来给它浇水啊。
And there's no one that's watering the plant.
但神自己让它能够生长起来。But
God let the lily of the field grow.
就告诉我们，神既然能够照顾到这个野地里的百合花。
So if God, He can take care of the lily of the field.
那何况神 更能够照顾我们这些人类的。
And how much more could he take care of us?
何况我们是他的选民呢？
And because we are his chosen people.
所以我们对神要有信心，要信任神。
And so we need to trust in God. We need to have faith in God.
啊，相信他既然能够照顾这一朵百合花，更能够照顾我们人。
And we need to trust him that if he can take care of the lily of the field, then he can also take care of us.
那最后圣经啊，就形容以色列百姓啊，就是像百合花开放一样。
And lastly, the Bible also described the Israelites like a blossoming lilies.
好，我们请看何西阿书。
Let's turn to the book of Hosea.
何西阿书十四章。
Hosea chapter 14.
何西阿书十四章。
Hosea chapter 14.
第五节。
Verse 5.
十四章的第五节。
14 verse 5.
我必向以色列如甘露，他必如百合花开放，如黎巴嫩的树木扎根。十四章第五节。
Chapter 14, verse 5. I will be like the dew to Israel. He shall grow like the lily and lengthen his roots like Lebanon.
那何西阿书的这一节就是告诉我们神跟以色列百姓他的自己选民的关系。
And here we can see the relationship between God and His chosen people, the Israelites.
神他的责任啊，就是要供应以色列百姓甘露。
And God is responsible to take care of the Israel like the dew.
然后降下甘露以后呢，百合花它自然就能够开放成长。
And like the dew to Israel, then the lilies can grow.
所以是形容啊，神非常照顾这些他自己的选民。
Here is describing how God is taking very good care of His chosen people.
让他的选民如同百合花，充满着生命力。
So that His people can be like lilies, filled with life.
所以这个百合花就不需要烦恼他们的生活。
And as lily, they don't have to worry about their daily needs.
那因为有神的照顾，从天降下甘露。
Because from heaven, God will send down dew to take care of them.
所以神呢，从天上来降下属灵粮食，来降下圣灵。
Likewise, God will also send down His spiritual food, Holy Spirit.
来更新我们自己，改变我们自己。
And to renew us, and also to transform us.
要像这朵百花，像耶稣基督一样。
And this lily is just like our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为耶稣基督啊，他的确就是我们的榜样，我们的目标啊。
Because Lord Jesus Christ, He is our goal, and He is someone we should emulate.
啊，这是圣经所记载百合花的意义啊。
And these are the meanings regarding lily in the Bible.
啊，那我们再来看荆棘呢
？So now let's look at thorn.
在圣经上所代表的意义又是什么
？And what's the meaning of thorns in the Bible？
啊，荆棘，我们虽然看它好像是树矮的树丛啊。
And we know that thorn is like a shrub.
但是它却是有一种统治欲啊，统治别人啊，统治欲。
But it has this character of dominating the region.
我们请看四世纪。
Let's turn to the book of Judges.
四世纪第九章。
Judges chapter 9.
第九章十四节。
Judges chapter 9 verse 14.
四世纪九章的十四节。
Judges chapter 9 verse 14.
众士对荆棘说：“请你来做我们的主。”十五节。
Verse 15.
那荆棘回答说：“你们若诚诚实实告我为王，就要投在我的荫下，不然愿火从荆棘里出来，烧灭黎巴嫩的香柏树。”好，那这两节圣经我们看以前也是要请比如请无花果树啊，请其他树啊来做他们的王。
And so over here, before they asked a fig and also other plant to come and be their king.
那些橄榄树啊、无花果树都很谦卑说啊，不行啊，不行啊，这个我不是做这个工作，这个不是我的工作了。
But both the olive and the fig, they're very humble. They say, no, this is not a role that I can take.
我有我的本分呐。
That I have my duties.
可是荆棘是不一样。
But then, here the thorns or the bramble is different.
荆棘却说，你们假如要这个提我为王的话。
You hear the bramble said to the trees, if you want to anoint me as king over you,
那你们就要听我的哦。
Then you have to listen to my command.
他说开始摆一个做王的架势的。
So now bramble, he is take on this position as a king.
所以荆棘跟其他的树是很不一样。
So bramble is very different than all the other trees.
没有那种其他树的那种谦卑的品格。
That here, he didn't have the humility of other trees.
他虽然是很小，他也会伤人的，但是呢，不晓得怎么样，他心里哈就是一直有这种统治欲。
Even though he's small in size, but he can harm people, and he also has this ambition to conquer.
他想立自己在壮树之上。
And he wanted to exalt himself above all trees.
所以，那第二个啊。
And the second point.
荆棘所代表的就是虚空。
And thorn also represent vanity.
来，我们请看传道书。
Let's turn to the book of Ecclesiastes.
第七章第六节。
Chapter 7, verse 6.
传道书七章六节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 6.
七章第六节。
Chapter 7, verse 6.
一面人的笑声好像锅下烧荆棘的爆声，这也是虚空。
For like the crackling of thorns under a pot, so is the laughter of the fool. This is also vanity.
所以烧荆棘爆声，这个好像鞭炮声音呢。
The crackling of thorns is like a firework.
那圣经把它跟虚空啊就放在一起。
And in the Bible, putting this description next to vanity.
那爆声就很不是很扎实，声音也不是很长久，也就代表着很快就消失的。
And crackling of thorns, the sound wouldn't last long. It's just like it's in vanity. It will appear.
所以乍听之下好像是也很吓人呢、啊。
But then at the moment, it's very loud and scary.
但是很快就过去了，只有一声的。
But then it will pass away really fast.
所以这是虚空啊。
So this itself is vanity.
因为它好像是空心的哈，里面不是很扎实的。
It's like inside is hollow.
所以它烧的声音啊，就有一种声音让我们听起来，让人知道里面是装空的。
So then when the crackling of the thorns under the pot, you can hear the sound, but you know that it's hollow.
啊，里面没有生命力啊。
Because there's no life within.
啊，里头是很枯干的。
And it's withering.
所以被烧的时候就有这种爆竹的声音，爆的声音呢。
So that's why when it caught on fire, it has this loud sound.
啊，荆棘所代表的就是虚空啊。
So then thorn is also represent vanity.
那第三个，它所代表的就是劳苦愁烦，还有世界的私欲。
And the third things that thorns can represent is a toil and labor of life.
好，请看马太福音十三章。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 13.
马太福音十三章。
Book of Matthew, chapter 13.
二十二节。
Verse 22.
马太福音十三章的二十二节。
Matthew chapter 13, verse 22.
那撒在荆棘里的哈，就是人听了道。后来有世上的思虑钱财的迷惑把道挤住了不能够结实。
Now he who receives seed among thorns is he who hears the word and the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word.
所以荆棘跟神的旨意、啊、是互相违背的。
You can see that thorns is disobeying is different than God's command.
因为神的旨意神的作为就是希望人能够听得道理、啊、听得进去、啊。
Because God's will is for men to be able to accept and receive His word.
能够结实、啊、能够得到神的国度，得进永生。
And be able to bear fruit and then to receive God's kingdom and enter into eternal life.
啊，但是荆棘呢，啊，就把它挤住啊。
But here it says that thorns would choke the word.
所以这个荆棘就代表着世上的思虑啊，钱财迷惑。
And these thorns representing the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches.
啊。耶利米书那边就是记载劳劳苦苦啊，愁烦呢。
Then in the book of Jeremiah, talk about all the cares and also the trouble, the agony of world.
所以荆棘所代表的意义都是负面的，都是世界的情欲啊。
So then thorns representing all the negative things of the world, also all its desires.
好，那我们再看百合花呢？哎，在荆棘内。
Then we can see with and then earlier we mentioned that the lily is among thorns.
那圣经也有提到。仇敌呢，把败子呢撒在麦子里头。
And the Bible also mentioned how the enemies come and sow tares among the wheat.
哎，不是把败子撒在麦子的旁边哦。
So they didn't put the seed of tares next to the wheat.
所以也就是说，把一个不好的思想啊，把离开神的思想，把这个世界情欲。的这种观念思想放在麦子里头。
So it's just like putting the worldly thoughts, things that deviate from God's truth, and put all these thinking within the wheat.
所以这是很难拔得出来的。
So that it's hard for you to take it out.
因为这是在麦子里头，不是在麦子的旁边呢。
Because it's already among the wheat, it's not next to the wheat.
好，那现在哈是百合花在荆棘内，刚刚。 跟我们刚说讲的就是相反的事实。
And now is that the lily is among thorns, so it's like a great, it's a juxtaposition of our prior example.
那我们刚讲的这个荆棘就是被这个好像世界的污染，这个大的污染的鱼缸里面一样。
And it's just like this lily, it's in this influential world, it's in this big tank.
啊，所以以前有一句话哈。
So there was a saying.
这个有时候的对联啊，这个对中国字的对联。
That in Chinese poetry, sometimes
他说莲花啊，莲花很漂亮，莲花出于污泥而不染泥。
So that there's a saying that a lotus flower is very noble and beautiful, even though it grows out of mud, but it will not be tarnished.
啊，所以表示它的高贵高雅啊。
So this is represent is showing how elegant the lotus flowers are.
因为它很明明啊，是来自泥土的啦。
Because originally it grew out of mud.
它的根是在泥土里头长出来的啦。
Because its root is from the mud.
但长出来的花却是不染泥啊。
Yet its flower, from its flower, you cannot see any sign of mud.
啊，花没有被污染。
Because the flower is it didn't get polluted by the dirt.
所以百花在荆棘内就表示了神保守我们的心。
So when we say that, when I say lily is in thorn, it's talking about how God is preserving our heart.
啊，保守我们心不受世界的污染。
And God is preserving our heart so that we will not be polluted by the world.
啊，这个世界的污染啊，实在是很厉害啊，不但是空气污染啊，这个灵性啊也是很污染的。
Because the world is very polluted, whether it is air pollution or spiritual pollution.
啊，现在这个网络啊，有很多各种不同的资讯。
And because now on internet we can receive all kinds of information.
因为美国是一个自由言论的国家。
And in the United States we have a freedom of speech.
所以每一个人都有权利啊，把他的思想、把他的看法可以放在网络上。
So everyone have his right to put what he thinks, piece of his mind on the internet.
好的、不好的都全部放啊。
And whether it's good or it's bad, everything can be on the internet.
啊，就是那些很非常不好的、不健康的，也可以被放在网络上。
And even those that are not healthy or they are not good, they can be still be posted on the internet.
就有一次我就问一位律师的弟兄啊。
And once I asked a brother, he is a lawyer.
说网络为什么允许这些不健康的放在网络上？
And why the internet is also allowing all these negative posts?
他说因为美国是言论自由的国家。
And he said because America is a place of a freedom of speech.
但是这些不好的网络消息呢？
And all these
图片啊，文章啊，
negative articles or images
啊，会污染我们的心灵，
will pollute our heart.
但是呢，我们就是要像莲花一样哈，出于污泥而不染泥。
But we have to be like a lotus, where even though we are among mud, but we need to be free of tarnish.
也像百合花在荆棘内，
and just like a lily among thorns,
啊，不受世界的污染，
and would not be polluted by the world.
这个就要靠神的保守我们的心呢。
And then we need God to preserve our heart.
So, 圣经主耶稣他也说了，我们是入进入这个世界。
So the Bible also talk about how we are in the world.
但是我们又不属于这个世界。
But we are not of the world.
来，我们请看以赛亚书。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书五十二章。
Isaiah chapter 52.
十一节。
52 verse 11.
以赛亚书五十二章十一节。
Isaiah chapter 52 verse 11。
十一节。
Verse 11。
你们离开吧，离开吧，从巴比伦出来，不要沾染不洁净的物啊，总要从其中出来。你们扛抬神器皿的人呐、啊，勿要自洁。十二节。
Verse 12。
你们出来必不至于急忙，必不至于奔逃，因为主必在你们中啊。必在你们前头行，以色列的神必做你们的后盾。 啊，这里告诉我们要离开，离开什么地方？离开巴比伦。
He is asking us to depart from Babylon.
那巴比伦这个世界啊。
Babylon representing the world.
啊，世界有世界的潮流，有它的思想。
And in the world, there is a trend and also its thinking.
啊，世界里头当然是、现在这个世界有一些是好的资讯呢、啊。
But of course, there are also good news from the world.
但是有一些不好的。
But there are also some bad.
但是好的就被不好的所污染了。
But then the good things will be polluted by the evil things.
所以圣经告诉我们说，不要沾染不洁之物，不要受它的污染。
So that's why the Bible tells us that we should not touch no unclean things. We should not be polluted by these things.
好，那我们再请看哥林多后书。
Let's go to turn to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书第六章。
2 Corinthians chapter 6.
第六章十四节。
Second Corinthians chapter 6 verse 14。
十四节。
14。
你们看不信的原不相配，不要同父一轭。义看不义的有什么相交呢？光明看黑暗有什么相通呢？十五节。
Verse 15。
基督和撒旦啊，这比类有什么相合呢？信主的和不信主有什么相干呢？十六节。
16。
神的殿和偶像有什么相同呢？因为我们是永生神的殿，就如神曾经说了。我要在他们中间居住，在他们中间来往。我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。十七节。又说啊，你们勿要从他们中间出来，与他们分别，不要沾染他们不洁净的物。我就说那你们。十八节。我要做你们的父，你们要做我的儿女。这是全能的主说的。好，再继续看第七章的第一节。
Chapter 7, verse 1.
亲爱的弟兄们、我们既有这样的应许，就当洁净自己，除去身体灵魂一切的污秽，敬畏神得以成圣、神已经应许我们，要让我们能够脱离那个世界的潮流。
And God already promised us to help us to depart from the trend of the world.
免得说它的污染。
So that will not be polluted by it.
真的污染呢，就是思想的污染。
And this pollution is talking about the pollution of the mind.
因为思想污染、能够使我们灵魂呢也受污染。
Because with the pollution of the mind, it will also affect our soul.
所以我们要怎么办呢？
So what should we do?
我们就要敬畏神、
So we have to fear God.
以神的话为标准。
And we have to deem God's word as our principle.
所以主是说，我们是入世，但是我们又不属于这个世界。
So that's why God said, even though we are in the world, but we are not of the world.
不属于世界的意思、就是说不要说它的污染。
We are not of the world means that we cannot be polluted by the world.
那我们刚讲过，主是就是我们的榜样。
And earlier I mentioned that Lord Jesus Christ is our model.
主是他也不受污染、
And he also was not polluted by the world.
因为他是以人的样子，像我们这个样子、来到世间的。
And he came in a form as a man.
但是他胜过了世界。
But then he overcame the world.
所以这里提到说，我们既有这等的应许，是什么应许呢？
So here I mentioned that we have this promise. What is this promise?
这个应许叫主耶稣得胜，他也要让我们能够得胜。
And having this promise talking about how Lord Jesus Christ, he overcame the world, so we should also overcome the world.
主耶稣进入这个世界。
Lord Jesus Christ, he came to the world.
但他要不属这个世界。
He is in the world, but he is not of the world.
他不受世界的污染。
And he was not polluted by the world.
所以我们也要胜过这个世界。
So we also have to overcome the world.
我们刚刚讲到，好像是高不可及啊。
So earlier mentioned, one of the characteristics is that Lily is noble.
其实呢，神会帮助我们的。
But then God will help us.
我们请看约翰一书。
Let's turn to First John.
约翰一书第五章。
First John chapter 5.
约翰一书第五章。
First John chapter 5.
第四节。
Verse 4.
因为凡从神生的，就胜过世界，使我们胜了世界，就是我们的信心。第五节。
Verse 5.
胜过世界的是谁呢？不是信耶稣是神的儿子吗？所以这里提到说，凡从神生的就可以胜过世界。
He mentioned for whatever is born of God overcomes the world.
所以我们相信，我们就是从神生的。
So if we believe that we are born of God.
所以神有个应许给我们，我们就可以胜过世界。
Then God already gave us this promise that we shall overcome the world.
我们这个像莲花，长在荆棘内。
And just like a
不是像这个百合花长在荆棘内。
And just like a lily among thorns.
那我们再回来看雅歌，
Let's turn back to Son of Solomon.
雅歌第二章。
Son of Solomon chapter 2.
雅各第二章
Son of Solomon chapter 2、
我们要做一个结束、
And now I'm going to make a conclusion
雅各第二章的第二节
Chapter 2 verse 2
他说我的佳偶在女子中、
And my love among the daughters
所以这个佳偶就是以个人来讲是我们信徒的每一个人
So This love is talking about all the believers.
我们每一个人只要是靠神的帮助，
that each one of us, if we rely on God's help,
我们一定可以胜过世界。
Then we will surely overcome the world.
我们的想法，我们的做法，不做世界的污染。
Then our thoughts and our action will be free from pollution of the world.
那教也可以指着整体的教会。
And this love, it can also talk about the whole church.
那整体的教会更能够胜过世界。
Because the church as a whole can also overcome the world.
让教会能够做个得胜的教会。
So that the church can be a triumphant one.
就好像神对于起初的那七间教会的应许一样。
And just like God's promises to the seven churches in the Revelation.
只要是我们能够悔改。
That if you're willing to repent.
就每一个人都仰望那个筑高的那几个百合花。
That all of us are willing to fix our eyes to the lilies that's carved on the top.
啊，向百合花的精神学习。
And then we learn from the spirit of the lilies.
啊，向主耶稣学习。
And learn from Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，悔改，整个教会就能够做个得胜的教会。
And so repent, then the whole church can be a church of victory.
啊，就能够像百合花出自。荆棘，但是不受污染。
And it can just be like this lily among thorns, but it's not affected by the thorns.
而且还能够发出香气来。
And it can also exude this beautiful aroma.
让人能够羡慕。
And that something that's envious for man.
让神的名耶稣基督能够得到荣耀。
And it also let God the name of Lord Jesus Christ be glorified.
啊，这唱诗。
And that's sing hymn.
216首。
216.